Mark, many thanks for joining us here this afternoon. You recently signed an extended contract for two further seasons here at Queen's. Was that a difficult choice to make or not?
Not at all, no. Thoroughly enjoyed the 4 years I've had here already. I had this year to run, and when Connor offered me the opportunity, there was never a second thought, really. We've had some fantastic times in terms of winning competitions, but also just watching the development of players, whether it be senior players like Nick East and Nick Evans, down to some of the younger lads coming through. It'd be unfair to pick out guys who I think have done well in that regard, but needless to say, there's lots of them, and I still think it's a hugely exciting, if not even more exciting, time for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. This conveyor belt of young talent has been going for years, hasn't it, Mark, down here also?
It has, and the club made a conscious decision, didn't they, probably 15 years ago now, to invest in the academy programme when it first got introduced, and it's reaped huge benefits, whether it be developing players like the England captain or Brownie, Joe Marler, to the current crop of lads coming through the first year intakes, and who I'm sure some of whom, unfortunately not all, but some of whom will get to push through into first team rugby and possibly beyond in time.
How much joy do you get out of your job? And if you had to narrow it down to one main point, what do you feel would be the number one joy?
Probably in general, people enjoying themselves. I think whatever line of work you're in, and I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, he said, I'd love to do your job. And I said, well, I'm sure it would prove taxing, as I would enjoy your job, i.e. Catching a train up into the city and doing what you do, probably for 3 or 4 weeks, and then the novelty would wear off.
Yeah.
Might be offset by the money, but it depends what you do. But I think every job, you have to be happy, because you have to get out of bed in the morning. I think particularly when you live around here, it takes so long to get anywhere, that you're enjoying yourself at work. And whether that's the guys enjoying themselves at training, whether that's the guys enjoying themselves socially when they're at the club, whether it's playing, whether that could be playing for Queen's, that could be playing for England, or another international side, if that's the team you represent, that's the most important aspect for me. I get great pleasure when I see guys that have come through your coaching, whether you've only contributed 1%, might even be 0.5%. If you feel that you've had a contribution towards their development, or they, probably more importantly, feel that you've had a contribution to it, that is probably the most pleasurable aspect of coaching. Otherwise, we wouldn't have coaches, would we? And we'd all just let the players turn up and do their own thing.
Absolutely not. The coaching setup here is one of the best, isn't it, by far?
Well, it's consistent. It's consistent. Nobody's changed really since I pitched up, which is great. And the challenges within that are freshen things up in terms of how do we keep training different. And we've got a fantastic environment down here in Guildford, which undoubtedly helps, and the boss does a great job, I think, in terms of keeping people on their toes in a very positive way, and I think we all respond to that and enjoy the roles and responsibilities we have. We've all got titles, but we all have a big part to say in probably most aspects. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think I have much to say in terms of the way we scrummage, but it's a really shared mindset that we have across our performance, and I think that helps with both players and coaches, keeping them mentally fresh.
Just finally, looking ahead to Friday's game now. Sale of the visitors at the Stoop. Because you go on the back of that fantastic performance at King's Home last Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time we'd won down in King's Home in
99.
Since 99, although we won in the Heineken 2 or 3 years ago. You'd probably have to say on results would suggest that we've had the hex over Sale as well. But they would probably draw comfort then from the fact, well, we've just broke a 15-year winning or losing run down at King's Home. So is there any reason why they can't come down to the Stoop and do a job on us? So we'll have to make sure that we are prepared in the areas where Sale are strong, and look for opportunities with the way that we play our style of rugby to exploit those opportunities on Friday. And it's a different time of year. I wouldn't say it's difficult. It's a different time of year for some clubs. Sale are probably not as hamstrung with international call-ups as we are, but that's that really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. The competition is the competition. You have to get on with it, and it presents some great opportunities for the younger players to come in, and always really excited to see them given the opportunity to play, because I think they understand that their windows are small these days, and when class players like Mike and Janny Chris, Joe, and even, you know, Tix and Marland are away as well, then there's opportunities for these guys to come in. So yeah, I'm really looking forward. I worked with Dimes up at Saracens many years ago when I was in the academy structure up there, and I enjoyed Dimes' company. He's a good lad, and his teams are always very physical.
You mentioned about obviously the internationals, etc. As you say, five. In fairness, Queens have lost.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the youngsters have really stepped up, haven't they?
I think they always do, and they always have done. I mean, even going back to the year that we won the LV, to win the LV takes a lot of doing when you're shorn of the number of players that we have, and we use that year particularly, like we have done this year, where the young lads have been supported by some of the senior players. I mean, even going back, you know, Tom Williams, Mo Fassa, Valu, George Lowe all played to Carl Dixon in that time. So you've got to make sure you get the balance right, because there's no point just throwing all the young lads in, otherwise you'd have a sort of an A-team type approach, and we don't want to do that. But it's an opportunity for those guys to take their chance, and this is another window, and I thought the lads did fantastically well. I played for many years down at Gloucester. It's still a very formidable environment, and to go down there to have the kind of start we did, which was a little disciplined and gave them a 12-0 lead on the scoreboard, to come back from that in that last 60 minutes to show the kind of character and resolve, I thought was fantastic. And tactically, I thought we got that spot on. So, yeah, really pleased how everything's going at the minute.